Graham Motion is joining us now. So not only does he have 2,000 wins to his credit as a trainer, not only is he saddling main sequence in tomorrow's United Nations, but he's also a pretty good matchmaker as well. So Graham Motion with us now on HRN. Graham, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, Arno told me it was all because of you and Anita that he and Lee were able to get together.
I don't know. I think you might be giving me too much credit there, but they're really good people and do a very good job. Lee Galatoris for me when she was still in high school when I was training at Laurel, so that's how far back we go.
Patty Stanger's probably losing sleep over the whole thing.
Well, Graham, look, it's a huge weekend for you, as it tends to be on all these major weekends. You do have main sequence going to the post tomorrow in the United Nations and making his first start since heading over to Dubai to compete at Maidan. How's he been the last couple of months, and what's going on with him?
Yeah, I mean, really, I felt like I could have run him perhaps on Belmont Day, but I wanted to be patient, try and do the right thing here, give him plenty of time to get over the trip. But really, I think it's a little bit overrated how much this trip to Dubai takes out of them. To me, he seemed to handle it very well, and I think physically he looks as good now as he's ever looked.
Well, he's just a beautiful animal, and it is your MO to just take as much time as necessary. He obviously loves that course. What's the weather supposed to be like over there?
You know, we were supposed to get some rain today, but it seems to have stayed west of us. So I think, you know, I'm thinking there is a chance of some rain later today, but nothing, I don't think, that would have significant effect on the turf course. That's my impression anyway.
Graham, you mentioned that trip maybe didn't take a whole lot out of him, and maybe that's a bit overrated, as you just said, but what have you had to do with him in these months since going to Dubai at the end of March?
I mean, basically, when he came back, I didn't give him a month off, per se, but I did give him a very easy month where he mostly was going out hacking in the fields here. He might go and jog a couple of miles or jog a mile, maybe have a day off. Really, he just had a month of downtime before we started picking up galloping with him. And then he's sort of been on a regular breeze schedule since. So I just wanted to give him, time to recuperate from the trip.
Well, he's going to square off with one of his rivals, at least from last year, and that's Twilight Eclipse. Twilight Eclipse 0-5 against main sequence last year. Did Terry Finley offer to pay you to go somewhere else instead of the United Nations?
Yeah, I have had a few side offers, I must say. but in all seriousness, I mean, that horse, he's a really good competitor. I think this race came up really competitive. We certainly didn't scare anybody off. I was a little interested. I was reading a comment the other day that somebody couldn't believe that no European horses came over for this race. It's a weak race. And to me, looking at the race, I think it's as good a group of horses as you're going to get for this category.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty salty. I mean, you got Twilight Eclipse, Big Blue Kitten is a millionaire. You got Slumber, who ran lights out with blinkers on. I mean, I find that race almost hard to believe, that the race he ran the other day. And Imagining's always tough. Ashley Loves Sugar's won 3 in a row. I mean, I thought this was a really, really tough race. I was kind of feeling a little badly for you that you got such a tough spot.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, look, it was a logical spot to come back in. I think it's a much deeper group than perhaps it was last year.
Yeah, it certainly appears to be, with Twilight Eclipse, Big Blue Kitten, Imagining, you throw in Divine Oath into the mix, and Slumber. It's a really good renewal of the United Nations. And Graham, last year you went from this race to the Sword Dancer to the Turf Classic at Belmont, and then, of course, eventually that win in the Breeders' Cup Turf and main sequence won all of those starts. Would that be the plan for this year, or do you even allow yourself to look that far ahead?
Well, I certainly think about it. I mean, the schedule's changed now with the Sword Dancer coming up on Travers Day, and that I think, could change things a little bit. I actually am not a big fan of how they've loaded up all the races at the end of Saratoga. I think they've put a lot of emphasis, on just a couple of days, and I think that's a little bit of shame, but that's a whole different subject. But with the fact that the Sword Dancer has been moved, it could alter our schedule a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, the big days are great, and a lot of people, you know, visit the track and all that, but it really does take away from the rest of the meeting. I think it's really nice when there's stakes every day and every weekend has something to look forward to, and it really does dilute it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really a carnival, it's a festival, and I think, you know, a race like the Sword Dancer stands out on its own. It's a shame almost for it to be lost in the shuffle a little bit on a day like that. But listen, I can understand where they're coming from, and it just does sort of make a little bit of a change with the scheduling and trying to figure out what would be the right thing, because it's a long time between now and the Sword Dancer.
Graham, as we know, being a horse trainer is 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You don't get many days off, but you have to feel very blessed that you've had the opportunity to go to places like Dubai, and then a couple of weeks ago you had a chance to make a visit to Royal Ascot as well. Tell me about that experience at Royal Ascot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly lucky. I mean, I think every trainer that gets in the game wants to do those trips, and to be able to go to Dubai and compete in the World Cup. You know, we took Bellator now to Japan. I mean, we've done some amazing things, but certainly going to Royal Ascot is right up there with that. And, you know, I really want to keep going till, you know, and try and win one of these races. I think Wesley's done an amazing job with the way he's done things. And, you know, I really thought Miss Temple City was a filly that would fit. I was a little surprised when we got over there. We were 50-1. It sort of made me second guess myself a little bit, but I thought this filly belonged over there, and I think she put up a really credible performance. It's just a shame we didn't come away with some black ties. That would have been great for the party.
Yeah, she certainly proved that you were right. I knew you were pretty high on her since my brother bred her and owns a piece, but you know I just was so proud of her, and we were in a bar in New Jersey screaming screaming our heads off, and everybody in the bar was like, what are these people yelling at? It's like 11:30 in the morning, and it was insane, but what a great race she ran, and you had to be proud of her.
I was going to comment that seemed kind of early to be in a bar in New Jersey, but
well, it's right downstairs from the office.
I thought she ran a tremendous race. If she just settled the first part of that race, you know, in our American races, we tend to be so much sharper earlier. And I think if she just had settled, she kind of took a little stumble step, the first step away from the gate, and got herself a little on the muscle, and ended up in a little bit of an awkward position, which was nothing to do with anything Johnny did. It was just circumstances. And I think if she just settles early, she finishes even closer. And she was beaten less than two lengths. I cannot tell you how, without actually, if you haven't seen that course, how grueling it is. You know, the first quarter of a mile is pretty level. And from then on, it's a climb from the 3/8 pole home. You're pretty much climbing uphill the whole way.
Visiting with trainer Graham Motion here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Graham, I know you have a busy morning, so we'll let you go in just a moment. But I do want to ask you about June 9th, because that was a day that you recorded that milestone win number 2000 at Delaware, and I know that had to be a very special day for you. Look back on that day for a moment and tell me what that meant to Graham Motion.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't something I'd really thought about a great deal, and then obviously as you get closer, sort of people bring it to your attention. You know, it's an astonishing number. I think when you look at what some other trainers have done, it makes that even more astonishing when you realize what it takes to have 2,000 wins. And I think it's a credit to my crew. Some of my guys have been with me since day one. So, you know, obviously I'm very proud of it. I'm extremely fortunate. Some of my owners have been with me since day one. So I've got a great crew. I've got some tremendous owners, and it was very gratifying.
Well, Graham, you're a class act. You do things the right way, and you're always looking out for the best interest of your horses, and that's obviously paid off for you. Now over 2,000 career victories, and you're always very gracious with your time here. Certainly appreciate it, my friend, and go get them tomorrow in the United Nations with Main Sequence.
Thanks, guys, and stay out of those bars in New Jersey.